Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Andy and Josh and John, Cecilia and Samantha. Jake, you do have room for one more girl, or you got the girl? You have one more?
All right, then. Ladies, hurry up. Andy, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, how you doing, Johnny? This is Andy, 39, married, couple kids, and a couple strokers.
You are married? How long have you been married?
Coming on 11 years now.
Where are you calling me from? Are you at work? Are you hiding under a desk? What are you doing?
I'm in a truck, man.
Okay.
I can't let the man know that I'm on his dime.
I got you. Well, even better than being on his dime, trying to find something to stick your D in. All right.
We don't talk about that at the office.
No. I got you. Andy, you stay right there. I'm going to get Josh on, too. Josh, welcome to the show. Who are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm 38. I am soon to be happily divorced. Unfortunately, I don't have any toys.
So what happened, Josh? How long were you married, and what happened?
I'm married 12 years, and then she texted me and said she wanted a divorce.
Oh, a text.
Oh, man, it's been great. I was devastated at first, but, yeah, it's been awesome.
You should have just texted back, new phone, who dis? it's tough to think in those terms at the moment. I'm sorry about that, but I hope you know that this is always for the best. If two people are not good, man, the best is just to get away from them.
Absolutely.
And if somebody tries to break up with you in a text, what will you text back immediately next time? New phone, who dis?
New phone, who dis?
Yes.
Oh.
Josh.
Man, I'm half deaf right now. I can barely hear you.
What?
Exactly.
And Andy, Josh, stay there. I got to get John on. John, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, my name is John. I'm 40 years old, been married about 16 years. I have a couple of sleeves. The wife has a wee vibe and one of the glass dildos.
you kind of, are you a goer, man? You guys got a pretty healthy sex life?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How are those glass ones?
She enjoys it. She enjoys it. So it's just, it gets a cold, and then I come in, and then right after that, it's nice and warm.
It's always good to have an opening band. Now, you say it gets a cold. What do you mean?
Ice one is not warmed up, so, or the glass one.
Oh,
so.
But does she, because some girls will warm them up, and then some girls will also keep them in a cold, in the refrigerator.
Yeah, no, she don't. She's just room temperature, so.
Yep. I love this game. All right. Andy, Josh, John, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Palmtech Overdrive Vibro Sleeve from Sex Flesh.
Put this thing right on your dang ding dong. Man, I know you just can't wait. This is going to vibrate in your ding dong, buddy. It's time to bathe.
Have you ever wondered how sad it is that your son's only sexual outlet is tossing off magazines in the bathroom?
Oh, Gary!
Ma, I never tossed off.
Stroke into overdrive with the Palm Tech. Ergonomically designed to fit in your palm. And contoured inside for a powerful finish. The textured inside is tight enough for friction. And the bullet adds vibration to your masturbation.
Your ding dong is going to love this thing. Your throat test is going to rock. A vibrating stroker for your ding dong, better than using a sock.
Here we go.
Jeffrey, what are you doing up?
Oh my God! I'm sorry. I can't stop. I'm sorry. Oh, it feels so good.
I can't believe you on my mom.
It's the Palm Tech Overdrive Vibro Sleeve from Sex Flesh, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Thank God for those movies. This is a lot. The Palm Tech Overdrive Vibro Sleeve. And then they've got a little, so it shows you how it works. Thank you.
Appreciate it,
because I didn't know what. This is an illustration with a dildo on the side of how you should put it on.
Well, you don't want to make an awkward, more awkward. And you have to ask for help.
Yeah. It's, you can see what it is, a vibro sleeve. Now, here's my question: Does it move, or do you just leave it be?
You leave it be. The bullet does all the vibrating.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, listen. Do you have one of these?
No, we do not.
Have you ever tried anything like this?
No, I never.
Hey, puppy. How you doing?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Who are you talking to?
Sorry, I'm driving and working.
Driving, working, and calling a radio station for something to put your penis in.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, Palm Tech Vibro Sleeve looks pretty interesting. Let's bid. Andy, what would you bid?
Let's go with $31.
$31? Josh.
$43.
Finally, John, what would you pay for such an item, the Vibro Sleeve?
Let's do $45.
Actual manufacturer suggested a retail price is
$38.99.
Woo! Ooh, Andy.
Yes, sir.
Put your D in it.
Uh-huh.
I feel kind of bad because I feel like Josh is the one getting his ass handed to him today.
It's true, I am.
I'm giving up to a couple of
You know what I'll do? You know what I'll do? I'm gonna. What if we give it to Josh and I give both of you guys $50 worth of fireworks?
What? That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah.
One Wake up another, the neighbors.
One way or another, something's going off, right?
Wake it up the neighbors.
All right, Josh.
Yes, sir.
That's how Christians handle each other. All right. Listen, hey, don't worry about that, bro. You'll find somebody nice.
Man, I hope so.
You will.
It'd be a lot easier if I was gay, but yeah.
Yeah, no, really. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I like boobies too much.
Dude, it's you understand, it's a curse, sir. It's a curse that we all have to live with. We make ridiculous choices and do dumb stuff because of our never-ending quest for that thing. And it's just, listen, you just called a radio station to get an elastic sleeve with a vibrating bullet because
Hey, you know what? I just appreciate the chance to be able to do it.
Yes, that's right. I love you. I get it. I may have looked at Pornhub for 40 minutes yesterday, so.
Hey, John, you can still be great, man. Just get yourself a buddy with some bolt-ons.
You know what? A chick with a dick. All right, there you go. All right, stay right there, man. I'm always disturbed by that. That used to be a really terrible thing with dial-up connections before we get to the high-speed connections with Wi-Fi and your computer, because it would go, and it would do pixels, and it'd become like, oh, Asian. Ooh, yeah. Oh, boobs. Testicles and penis. You're like, Dang it.
That took a long time.
You don't even know.
He's shaking his head, so that confirms it.
there was only two things on the internet, either really slow pornography or the dancing baby.
Oh, we've had a hamster dance also.
Oh, there was a hamster dance. That's right. That's right. I can't shake that feeling. Remember? Well, he was from a god-awful TV show.
Ally McBeal.
Wow, that was quick.
I know. Well, because it was so ridiculous.
We got shotgun, bitches. All right, then. Let's play some more games. You guys stay right there. I got to get to Cecilia. Cecilia, you were the first on the phone today.
Yeah. My name's Cecilia. I am 28 years old. I am single, and I have a vibrator and a set of vibrating eggs.
Cecilia, why are you single at 28?
Because men are a-holes.
That's true.
I just am. I'm actually in the middle of moving. And so I decided I had to call in and play one more time before I move out of KC.
Oh, you're leaving us.
I am. I'm moving to Wichita.
Oh.
What? You lose a bet?
What'd you do?
No, I'm actually transferring jobs.
Wichita. Look, I don't know what they're paying you, but you've been to Wichita before.
Yeah, I've actually been there like 5-6 times over the last 2 weeks, so it's been interesting.
Yeah. You have somebody in jail?
Yeah, it's Indian for trailer park. Listen, I hope you win. Yeah. I hope you win, Cecilia. I watched a friend of ours, Jack, almost kill an exotic dancer in a cornfield once there. Yeah, don't steal the man's wallet and you'll be okay. All right, but that's a story for another day, Cecilia. Let me go ahead and get our next friend, Samantha, on. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
My name is Samantha. I've been in a relationship for 12 years, and I have a glass. I have a glass dildo and a pocket rocket, and that's it.
Why did you have to do a quick mental inventory of what you have?
It was kind of a quick mental, but also somebody walked by me at work.
Gotcha. You didn't want to be yelling butt plug when... Yeah.
Tim from accounting.
I gotcha. When Karen from accounting walks by, yeah. All right, Samantha, you're going to play as well. Cecilia, we got to get one more. Who is Kayla? Welcome to the show, Kayla.
Hello, I'm Kayla. I'm 30. I've been married for 7 years. I have a bullet and booty ease lube, and that's all.
A bullet and booty ease lube.
Yes.
I assume by the booty ease lube that you're a fan of the back door.
Yes.
Yes. Booty ease lube, does it do something that other lube doesn't do?
Well, it kind of numbs it so that it doesn't hurt as bad when it goes in. But if you... Use a condom because you will go limp.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. When I was younger, the numbing stuff, that doesn't work. I mean, it does work. It does work because it does, but it doesn't work well. Like, it works the other way. You're like, right. Sure, I could last a lot longer as soon as I can manage to maintain an erection.
Right.
Because this thing's suddenly gone dead. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's like topical. Like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Normally that or cocaine.
Either.
So, Kayla, you've been married for 7 years at 23. You really didn't have a chance to sexually find yourself, or did you?
Not really. I've pretty much been with my husband since high school. I moved in like a week after I graduated high school. So,
how many penises have you seen?
I've seen quite a few.
You had a pretty, did you have a fruitful high school?
Yeah, I was a teen mom, pretty young. I got pregnant at 17, had her when I was 18, got pregnant at 19, had her when I was 20. So.
She was cool before the show.
Hold on. You just said you got pregnant at 18 and had her when you were 20?
No. No. So my first one, I got pregnant at 17, had her when I was 18. Then with my second one, I got pregnant at 19.
Oh, you got two of them.
Yeah.
Nobody told you how the first one happened, huh?
Not after some Hennessy.
Some Hennessy. Wow. Hennessy and butt ease.
Tell me that's the kid's name.
Yeah. Now, I know. The guy playing all the child sports, like, now you take it in the ass. Yeah.
All right, listen, we're gonna play the game. The closer the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Luminous Dillumini from Evolve.
Hold it close, this tiny peener.
It is every size.
Because this thing ain't for you size queens.
I'll show you, girl, how real man feels. Large things come in very small packages.
So, bitch, you find out the hard way, size ain't sh**.
Ladies, it's time to find your inner glow with this Luminous small dildo. Realistically bendable and flexible. It's just 5 inches long. Features realistic balls and a searching cup base. And glows a luminous purple from the inside.
Purple vein! Purple vein!
That's right, ladies. It's a glow-in-the-dark dildo that's just the perfect size for you.
Purple vein! Purple vein!
If any of you ladies out there want to bid on the average size dildo, let me see your hand.
It's time to bid, ladies, on the Luminous Dildo Mini from Evolve.
And it could be all yours right now, girls, if the price is right.
Oh, Gregory. Or as I call you now, Prince Albert.
Purple vein?
Yes. Reminds me, I actually threw a note in my iPhone to have you do a Purple Rain parody to Anal Pain. So, feel okay. Free.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. This is, what's the purpose of this? Is this so Sabrina doesn't feel like she's cheating?
No.
Well, this is you. Wait, you're an average size guy. This is what you told me.
Size, yeah.
You told me.
Dildos, just like penises, they all different sizes.
Thank you, T.
You should work in marketing.
You ever notice it? Just like that rap guy, people get so angry.
That's not angry.
It's the T-Bone. Oh, so cute.
That's cute.
It's like a sleepy. Starter. It's like Sleepy when he told us a girl had given him the fellatio.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you know, she was really good at it, but she looked at me and said, I've never been able to get it all the way in my mouth before.
Mm.
We're all like, hey, I don't think she was an expert.
That's okay.
You feel me? He's like, oh.
She sounds like a real nice girl. That's like a starter.
Yeah, it's like a starter.
That's like...
You're Sabrina's first husband, right?
Yeah.
And a starter. It's very... Oh, someone hung up. Look at that. There's T.
I like that it glows in the dark.
Yeah. You know what? There's many cute things about this.
Oh, my God.
I don't like handling it, though. I feel like I'm committing a crime. All right, there you go. We'll put it right there. Look at you. Yeah, no, that looks... You know how to hold it. It's yours. Yeah, right?
I'm not looking.
Hold your hand. Tell me if it feels familiar. Does it?
Maybe.
Oh, did you just thumb the peephole?
I can't look at. Oh God.
Oh, you never do that?
No.
Oh.
What did you do just then? You what do you do?
You give it a little circular. Like,
and your urethra?
Well, I mean, your urethra touches that.
I don't really have any. Like... I don't really have any feeling at that. There's not really. I don't have a sensitive tip. Do you do that?
I can't even look at what he's doing because I don't want to have it forever.
It was,
no.
Yeah. Over where, you know, your urethra.
No. No, unless it's your mouth over it. No.
Yeah. But the sweet spot's lower, you know.
Yeah. I can't look over. I just don't want it.
That's
I don't want to go
doing,
over.
Huh?
I don't like that there.
I'm not taking that with me.
Well, it's not going to hurt you, Cecilia. I got that going for you. By the way, who is yelling in the background?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
She's like,
actually at the plasma center. My bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was just trying to win a dildo and make a little money. I've been wanting this tattoo real bad. All right. Cecilia, what would you pay for a diminutive but high-quality penis?
$32.99.
You know what? This could be a little backdoor action thing. This could be like the starter for that business.
You do a BOGO. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Samantha?
Man, I'm going to go with $31.99.
Mm-hmm. That's the single worst strategy I've ever seen.
I know. I'm sorry.
You do realize it would have to be literally, it's only a dollar difference.
Sounds like she don't want it.
Is that what you're saying, Sam? You just don't want it?
No, I do want it. I'm thinking she went over.
But you...
You can explain it. You can't understand it to her.
It's all right, Sam.
That's okay.
Kayla, would you like to try?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Let's do 36.95.
Nobody can say a dollar. Nobody can say a dollar. God damn it, you three. Kayla, yes. Kayla. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$37.99.
Oh. She did it.
She did it. And she beat it by a dollar.
Yes.
I'd have told you to go low, but you know what? I'd have been wrong, and you'd have missed your chance.
I was going to go higher.
You did well. You did great. That is going to be yours, Kayla. This is your
glow-in-the-dark ding-dong.
That's right, and it promises not to hurt you. But is Kayla? Will you like the butt action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is like a thing.
Yeah, she can have like a two-car garage.
Yeah.
You park in both.
I believe the kids call it the DP. All right. All right, you stay right there. Hold on a second. Samantha, Cecilia, I against my better judgment, I'm still going to give you fireworks, but I can't be held responsible for it, all right?
All right.
All right, you stay right there. Have a good one. Oh, guacamole.
They were a good group.
I love them. The one had the two kids, and then she right out of the gate, didn't have time.
The stop at the
Kayla
lobby.
Plasma
center.
All my life, I've been good, do what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school to live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me that the Bible tells me, I will do. Walk the halls of high school with my purity ring. Unlike those other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend. And pardon my French, but he's cute as heck. But I made a pact to keep my hymen intact. And Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees. Cause the Bible says premarital sex is wrong. But Jason says that guys can't wait that long. I don't want to lose him to someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary full of grace. In Jesus' name we go to fifth base. Oh, thank you for making me holy, and thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, he'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a throbbing rationalization. It's just between you and me, cause everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.